This program is brought to you by P1 Australia Racing Components, the designer of the oil heat mats for dry sump tank applications. Find out more about the truths on engine oil heating at p1australia.com.
Thunder Media.
Hi, I'm Chaz Mostert and you're listening to Inside Supercars.
From the racetracks across Australia, and here's Inside Supercars.
Queensland Raceway saw a number of wildcards, and the Super Cheap Auto Racing wildcard was driven by Bailey Hall. Bailey, congratulations, first outing in the car. How was your experience at QR?
Hey, yeah, thanks for having me. No, it's amazing to finally roll out of the pit lane with my name on the door. Super special, and really appreciate the opportunity from Super Cheap Auto. We've got a really cool group of people that came together, and I think that was probably one of the coolest parts of the whole weekend, is seeing a lot of people come together and kind of just get straight into work and make it happen. So it was a big weekend, obviously thrown in the deep end. Our testing situation was not smooth, so had about 20 laps of practice before I rolled into Queensland Raceway. So there's going to be a lot of firsts, and I knew the step up is going to be huge. Obviously, this is my first year ever in a supercar, and I've only got 2-3 rounds of Super 2 under my belt. So I was keen for the challenge, keen to learn, and that's exactly how the cards were dealt, that's for sure.
You've got a great mentor in Craig Lowndes guiding you through this journey, but the Super Cheap Auto Racing program, whilst we've seen the cars on the track over the last 5-6 years in this wildcard program, but this year it's quite a change because it's being run by Team 18.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, Team 18 taking over the Chevrolet homologation team is a massive win for them. Obviously, Charlie and Adrian Burgess and everyone at that crew is doing a great job. You know, Anton's been winning races and keeping it at the front, which is a great you know, reference for me to be based off. And also, you know, it's been good to learn from their experience. And David's obviously, Reynolds been around for a long time now. So those boys have been good to work with, good to learn from. And Craig is just next level amazing in how he operates on and off the track. And it's been really enjoyable. Obviously, you know, at the moment, the Fords are having a good run. I don't know much more about what to say with that. But, yeah, we're battling with a few things. Obviously, my very first weekend, when you look at the skill level and the experience level, it's a big swing. I think I heard on the telecast that old Chazzy Mostert, bless him, I think he's up to 20,000 laps. And I think just today might have clicked over 200. So, yeah, I'm looking at basically, I've got 1% of the experience that those guys I'm racing against have. And when you put it in that perspective, and you're in and around the ballpark and banging doors with a few of them, it's a strong showing. You know, results aren't absolutely everything to start with. From internally, the team are seeing how I operate, how I develop, and how I progress. And I think that's super valuable. And yeah, that's what the weekend gave me the opportunity to do.
And incredibly, it's a quick rise when you consider your first race in an XL Cup car was less than 10 years ago, and now you're in the top form of Australian motorsport.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I started go-karting when I was 7, and that was just a bit of a hobby, but I always had the dream still of being a supercars driver. And, you know, I was in and around the times of Feeney and Goddard and Brown and all those kind of guys I used to go-kart with, and was a few years younger, but then got my first car again as a bit of a hobby when I was about 12 in a Hyundai XL, and you know, we started getting results, so we just kept progressing. Before you know it, you're in a Porsche Carrera Cup car for a few years, chasing GT dreams and racing Spa 24-hour, and yeah, at the end of the day, you know, you do have to look back and look at the guys I'm racing against. Majority of them at least spent, you know, a good 2 to 3 years in Super 2 before they even stepped in a supercar main game. And I've basically done six races, and then given the keys to a Gen 3. So it's pretty crazy, to be honest. It's all happened really quick. Super Cheap Auto obviously wanted to have a new program, new ideas, and bringing someone in with zero experience to give them the platform to learn on the spot is great for me, because I know I'm a quick learner. So whatever will be, I'll take the best learnings from it. Stay positive, keep pushing hard, and for sure, it's a quick rise, but in this game, you either sink or swim, and if you get chucked in the deep end, you've got to swim as hard as you bloody can.
Indeed, and Supercheap Auto Racing has brought a unique marketing program every year with their wild card, because let's face it, this is advertising, and you now are working with the most experienced and most popular racing driver in the country, even though he's been a co-driver really for the last 5 years.
The thing is just having a personality and having a point of difference. So I've always kind of had that from the start. So I think that's what has ultimately, really made Craig and I connect super well. And I've been working really well with the media team and everything like that, because I know this game doesn't keep going if we don't have fans and sponsors making it happen. So, from my point of view, I've got, a good business sense to know that's how the game's played, but I also really enjoy it, getting out there with the fans and getting a feel of the passion for those around us. Because I was that little six-year-old kid running around looking for signatures when I was, a young guy. So to be able to be on the other side of that fence and making people's day by just taking a few seconds to get to know them, it's I don't know. For me, it doesn't seem that hard to do, and doesn't take that much energy just to be nice and enjoy being around people. So I like it. I think it's pretty cool. And obviously Craig has made a career out of just being that kind of guy. So, there's a lot to be learned from that, and there's a lot of value to be given back.